Are you ready to encounter God at a new level? Hi, I am your host, Lois Fulwelling, and I welcome you to A New Level Awaits You podcast. I will provide steps to guide you into your divine assignment and reach greater levels of greatness in the Lord. Come expecting to soar above every obstacle, to reach new levels of anointing and authority, experience spiritual encounters, and question for you today, and the question is, will you say yes? Yes to the things of the Lord. We've been talking about the poverty mindset that covers us all over, and we can't see what God wants us to see. And then we talked about, well, what do we see? What do we really see? Are we only in the negative mindsets, or can we see the things that the Lord has for us? And then we also talked about, what do you want? And these are big questions, I believe, for today, because God wants to use us in powerful ways. And he's always wanted that. But now we're in a season where we cannot stay in the old season any longer. We have to move forward. We are very much needed today in this world. And God wants, he does things through us. He uses us, as we know, all the way through Scripture. So I want to go a little bit further in that vision that I told you about, the three chests and being in the throne room with God. And I'll just kind of remind you, if you haven't heard this, you can go back a couple of podcasts and start listening, or videos and seeing it. But we talked about the first one was it was a chest full of tools and resources that he's already placed inside each one of us. But many of us just lie dormant there. We don't even tap into them at all. We don't even recognize that it's really there. And God wants us to begin to recognize that. And the second chest was full of mantles or cloaks that, God wanted to put on us. And each one of us has these mantles that we can carry, and God has given them to us, but they're in the chest, and they're not even being taken out at all. And then the third chest was full of yellow sponge balls. And I told you, as I picked them up, they opened up and out flowed all these gems and these treasures that the Lord wanted to give us. These are these talents. These are the gifts of the Lord. And the Lord was showing me that, yes, they look plain, they look simple, but they're mighty. They're mighty, they're rich, they're sparkling, they're full of life. The mantles, oftentimes we don't understand the mantles, and we don't understand, even how to put them on or what to do in those cases. But if we just would pick them up and put them on, God does the rest for us. And so the Lord had said to me after these three chests in this particular vision, he said, okay, that's enough for today. And more boxes are going to be opened up later. But he wanted to take me into this place. And he took my hand, and he took me on what we call, well, it looked like a walkway that was circular. And a moving picture was on this walkway. And as I was walking by these different, he would show me different cities and different places all around the world. And also God showed me his heart for those particular places. And then he kind of showed me that he wanted to use me, he wanted to help me in reaching these places. Now, what happened to me is that I began to really weep and cry and become emotional, because my heart became joined with his heart in what was happening in these cities and in the world, in these places around the world. And as I thought about this for today, the Lord is calling many of us. Will we say yes? Now, some of us are going, I don't want to go to those cities. I don't want to go to different places around the world. But I'll be honest with you, I believe that today we're living in a time where every single region, every place that we live, whether it's rural, whether it's in a city, whether it's in the United States or in other nations around this world, there are many, many problems, and God sees the hurt that is there. And if you will allow Him to take you on that circular walk, and if we can join with His heart on how He can use you, He's saying to you, will you say yes? Will you say yes to be used wherever you live? Or yes to be used in some places that He will take you for just a little bit of time? We don't know what God can do through us until we say yes. We need to begin to say yes. But this is things that are available to us in how the Lord can, when we say, I see this, Lord, I see myself in a new way, I want this, Lord, I want to do and want what you want, and now I need to say, yes, Lord, I will go, I will do these things. And when you notice out of the Bible, the various things that people, when they said, yes, I will go, it was amazing what they did for the Lord. Don't you want that? Don't you want to just be able to experience those wonderful things of the Lord? But it's a time now. We're in a season where we need to stand up. We need to get up. We need to move through some of this stuff that we've been experiencing. And I believe just come out and say, yes, yes, Lord, I believe in the greater things that you want to do, that you want to do through me. I believe that faith is going to take me and cross me over into that new season so that I will be able to experience the very things that you have for me. I believe that, Lord, your word is alive, it's active, and that it's a new and fresh word for me today to begin stepping into those things that you have for me. You know, some of the things that are inside of us, these tools, these resources, it's creativity, it's singing, it's administrative tools, it's all kinds of financial tools, it's teaching from the Word of God and teaching those inventive things that the Lord has given to us. It's speaking. It's going to come through drama. It's going to come through gift of the Spirit, such as faith and prophecy and words of knowledge and wisdom and in new and dramatic and dynamic ways. And I believe that God is calling many of us to say yes to these things. So it doesn't mean that we have to necessarily move across the world in order to accomplish these things. It means that we need to start rising up and saying, yes, Lord, use what you've given me. You know, let me pull out those gems. Let me not look at them in the way that I was looking at them before, but let me just take off the covering and start really tapping into the talents and the gifts that you've given me. You know, the mantles that he was talking about there represents things such as Elijah and Elijah performed. And these are the miracles. These are the signs. These are the wonders, healing, raising people from the dead. These are visions and seeing things in the spirit that maybe God can use to help prophetically move people out of their despair and despondency and breaking up bondages and all kinds of things. And I believe that the gems and treasures that we have, you know, that God wants to cause us to tap into and lift out of, those are the things too, like their strategies, their new strategies, their new insight, maybe strategies of warfare that he's given us. It may be insights around how we can conquer and press through all of the falsities that is going on, the wokeness that is taking place, and how do we teach people in new ways so that they can actually hear it and see it, and these strategies will break off these hindrances that have been covering them, the blindness that has been over their eyes for a long time. And you know, I believe that God is calling us forth right now, just like in Jeremiah 1, you know, 9 and 10. He says, "The Lord reached out his hand and touched his mouth," Jeremiah's mouth, "and said to him, 'Now I have put my words in your mouth.' See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." I believe that we're in a season, and we're crossing over into this season right now, and that he is calling forth you. He's calling forth you. You may be one that's going to be uprooting. You may be one that's going to be tearing down. You may be one that is going to destroy and overthrow through the giftings and the anointings and the mantles that he has on you. And you may be one that is going to build and to plant. And plant in such a way that the kingdom of God is advanced, and it's advanced to a new level that many, 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 their dry bones will no longer exist. They will come alive and they will live for the Lord to the fullest. We will see dramatic changes when we say yes to God. And so the question remains, I'm going to put it in your hand. Will you say yes? Will you say yes to the Lord? Will you say yes to picking up the tools and resources that are inside of you? Will you say yes to putting on the mantles that God has for you? Will you say yes to tap into those things that God specifically has for you, strategies and insights, new creation, new ways of doing things, so that the world will be changed because of you and your agreement with the Lord? I am excited about where God takes you in our journey together. I truly believe great exploits await you. Visit my website, loisfewelling.com, for books, blogs, and messages to reach your new level in the Lord. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, or review the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel and grow the kingdom of God.